This is WLVR News. I'm Tyler Pratt. Mark and Patricia McCloskey made national headlines this summer for waving guns at Black Lives Matter protesters in St. Louis. They came to the Lehigh Valley Thursday at the request of the Northampton County Republican Committee. The event was originally scheduled for Palmer Township, but was canceled over concerns about crowd size. It was later rescheduled at Town Hall Park in Lower Saucon Township. Between 200 and 300 people showed up, many not wearing masks. And also, there was a hostile attitude from attendees and organizers towards the media. WLVR's Ben Stimrick was at Thursday evening's event and joins me now. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Tyler. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Ben, describe the event for us. What did it look like? This was a Trump-Pence campaign event, right?
Yeah, well, we got there about an hour before it all started, and as people were walking in, I'd say half of them had masks on, half of them off. Once up at the pavilion, it seemed most of them may have been off, but there was a good-sized crowd there. The parking lot was beyond full, and there were barriers in the parking lot to which an officer, actually the police chief, told us that it was just precautionary in case there were counter-protests or anything like that, that they had to worry or navigate around. As for counter-protests, there was only one person. Right at the beginning of the parking lot, there was a lady sitting on the ground with a Black Lives Matter sign next to her. There was no one else that we saw as far as counter-protests.
So the video of the McCloskeys this summer really ignited a lot of people's opinions across the country. And the McCloskeys have since been prosecuted for brandishing weapons, which has really captured the attention of Second Amendment enthusiasts. What did you hear from people at the event who came to hear them speak?
There was definitely a little bit of all that. The Second Amendment was high on everybody's priority list for sure. We talked to one gentleman by the name of Dan at the beginning, and he said that he was there to hear about the prosecution and how that went. He felt that these people, their rights were being violated and they did what was right, despite it being against the law. So the question of were their rights violated was often brought up. It seemed most of the attendees felt that they were and felt that they acted as they should have and were not happy that they were prosecuted.
What did the McCloskeys have to say when they spoke?
Well, once the McCloskeys started speaking, that's when a group of about five or six people came up to us. They started putting their hands in our faces in the cameras and standing in front of us. And it did escalate for sure. People getting in faces and screaming at each other. It was quite the experience to be part of for sure. But just as quickly as it ramped up, you know, at one point it all just kind of fizzled out and they left us alone. They went on their way and we continued to do our jobs and cover the event.
What do you think was behind this anti-media sentiment at an event that was held in a public space?
Well, we did reach out to the Northampton County Republican Committee organizer and leader, Gloria Lee Snover, who several times went on stage and made the announcement that we were not allowed to be there. We were not allowed to be recording, which we had on authority of the police chief that we were allowed to be there. Today, she's telling us that that was not her decision. Both the Northampton County Republican Committee and the McCloskeys wanted press there. However, it was the Trump-Pence campaign that said no press. But when she was up there making the announcement, she was not telling anybody to leave us alone. She may not have said go over there and harass them, but there was no sentiment against that. That's for sure.
You know, Ben, you and I have been at a variety of political events and protests, covering them together here in the Lehigh Valley, and I've experienced a small amount of media hostility, particularly at a Back the Blue event, but nothing like this. Have you experienced anything like this, this type of hostility?
I have not personally, no. I've had feelings at times in going to events, maybe this could escalate to something, but it never has. Certainly there has been tensions at certain points, and that'll happen in media. But yeah, this was something I've never experienced
before. And it raises the question if this might ramp up as we get closer to the election and tensions possibly get higher here in Pennsylvania, a swing state where there's a lot of different viewpoints.
Yeah, and that's for sure. And I think a big part of it was that a lot of people were accusing us of being fake news, as you know, the term goes. But how do you expect us to cover something accurately if you're not allowing us to be there?
Ben Stemmerich, WLVR News reporter who covered the McCloskeys at a Republican event in Lower Saucon Township Thursday. Ben, thanks so much, and good luck reporting out there.
My pleasure. Thanks, Tyler.
This is WLVR News.